Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome to each and every one of you. You're listening live here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. It's a wonderful day, really. I'm still here. Okay, we're thinking to try again. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live still in Norway. It's been an absolutely wonderful week in Norway. It's been an amazing week.
Okay, we're thinking to try again. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live.
Hey girl, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. Come on and let me see you out and have a celebration, a celebration. The music up, the window down. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, we'll try again. Good evening, everyone, or good day, wherever you are. It's a pleasure to be back. Obviously, we're experiencing a few technical issues at the moment, and we hope to resolve them as soon as possible. It seems to be working fine now. So, but it wouldn't work, though, would it? Well, good evening. I know that we've got the wonderful Sarah May with us as well. Good evening, Sarah.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Well, you know, Sarah, it's been an exciting week. It really has. It's been, I can't say tiring, even though I've been working hard. I really have. We've just done a 14-hour workshop this weekend, and it's been an absolutely amazing time. You know, I've met some wonderful people, Sarah, here in Norway. Mm-hmm. I've been up to Bergen. I've been right here in
Scotsman
pub in Bergen, that's right, we were. You go on my Facebook here and you can see a little post I posted with the advertising poster, and it says whatever it says in Norwegian, and it says Mike Davis. And I thought, cool, I need to get that up on the up on my Facebook. So Sarah, go on over to Mike Davis Medium on Facebook and you will see that.
I'll go and have a look, Mike.
I'm sure that you'll have fun trying to pronounce what it says before my name, because it's in Norwegian. So yeah, it's been quite fun. And you know, I've got the Britta here with me. Hi, Britta.
Hello, Mike.
And it's a pleasure to have you on the Mike Spirit FM network yet again, because as you know, you've been on your few times now.
Yeah.
We are a family here.
Getting used to it.
You're getting used to us. And we all are a family, and Sarah is of the family. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, I know that we've already spoke about doing a live event here in Norway. There's six of us doing of what we call the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. As you know, we got our first one in February.
Yeah.
And then coming over to Norway after that, you know. Isn't that amazing?
It's exciting, Mike. I'm looking forward to it.
It certainly is. You know, all I can say, Sarah, is, you know, these people in Norway, I must have put a little impression on them to invite the six of us out there. And the words were, if the rest of them are like you, we're going to have a fantastic weekend.
Oh.
You know, and I insured everyone.
Oh, thank you for coming. You're very much warm welcome.
And I assured everyone, Sarah, that you and the rest of the team, well, we are working together as a family, and we are all fantastic, each and every one of us. You know, not blowing my own trumpet there, but, you know, Sarah, Grant, I know that the lots of the hosts are listening right now, probably waiting for, as you call me, the boss, waiting and listening to me and to my show. You know, but it's going to be a pleasure to have each and every one of you here with me in Bergen and around the surrounding areas. So I'm really looking forward to that. So all our listeners, please, you know, keep tuned in, keep listening. You will hear more about that later on, okay? But I know we've got an exciting show lined up here. I just wanted to bring Brewster back in here and just explain to us in in your words, not in Norwegian, because they will understand you, but in your words, what will be done this weekend?
Oh, this weekend I got so fast, actually, and we had done so much, but it's not, I'm not tired at all, actually. We all in my group have experienced a lovely man. I feel so grateful to have you here, Mike.
Well, you might have to do some more stuff else when you say lovely man.
So much with us. You know, I always say to my group, I always invite people to my group who work from and with the heart, and you are kind of like as a man, you know. So we are all very pleased. I especially have got you here in my house, actually.
Well, actually, we're in the bedroom again, but
yeah, we are.
You partnered it here. We did start up here in the kitchen, and then the little technical issues, and our wonderful producer did a bit of "Till We See the Sun," bam, 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 and then we dashed upstairs together.
Yeah.
Your son was looking at us a bit strange.
Yeah. I think this is meant to be, so don't worry. I'm not that dangerous. I think you know. We have been good friends.
We have. We've had a fantastic time.
Yeah.
You know, I particularly have had a fantastic time here. As I said, you know, I've loved every minute. You know, 9 days. I can't believe it's over. 9 days is over.
It's crazy.
This one last week was the first really event of Norway. It was being here in the bedroom doing the radio show. And here we are now in the bedroom doing the last. The last. So it's like the first and the last. Isn't that amazing that you know, you're there? And you know, it makes me excited to think, you know, the week that I'm here. So you won't believe the week that we've had. You know,
we have been. You had doing shows, medium shows, demo, and we had workshops. You had your reading. Just Thursday, you had nine hours with reading.
Would you believe that, Sarah? I done 9 hours of reading.
And only 2 hours break.
Mike?
And I didn't see the medium.
No. You know, Sarah, this is a bit, it's upset me, not upset me, it's fueled me a little bit. You know my wonderful friend back home, Margaret Challenger?
Yeah.
And if she's listening now, I need to say this to Margaret. Margaret said some wisdom words to Bristol. She said, you know, back here in the UK, we always say never feed the medium.
Yeah.
And she took it literally. She didn't think all day.
No.
And today has been another one. Other days, all day. Do you want to the last of my head, Sarah?
Oh, Mike, you can have me in tears now.
Over 12 hours ago.
Yeah. Mike. And it's actually true. But, you know, you don't need that because it's so much spiritual.
Yeah, he smokes a lot, though.
It's all, he got so much love from all Norwegians has been here today, and he don't need food, you know?
He's had enough food, Mike.
Most definitely.
He can eat when he comes home.
Most definitely. I can always do that, eat when I get home.
Yeah, I think
so. That would be fun.
It's been lovely to have you here, and I'm really, really looking forward to you coming back, you and all your friends.
Yes, well, Sarah, you know, that is the plan. So when I do get back, eventually get back, when she has to drive me to the airport.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Woohoo! Not woohoo. Mm. Upsetting. Mm. So can you imagine that, Sarah? It's been a busy week. We started work on Tuesday, wasn't it? We started work on Tuesday, and we done a workshop Tuesday. No, I didn't.
No, we didn't.
We done a demo.
Wednesday.
We done a demonstration on Tuesday, Sarah.
Okay. How did it go with the translation?
Well, you know, very well. Norwegian people, I must say something about Norwegian people. You know, I think that they are all amazing. I've got to be honest here and hand my heart. Every one of them are amazing because they can speak English probably, you know, very, very well. And I will say that very, very well. I understand every single one of them. And if I can understand them, then anybody can. I've got to be honest. They speak English very well. And they also speak Norwegian.
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, you think of this here, okay? In a world that's used to one language, immediately saying, I want this, blah, 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 out of it. And I'm speaking to them in English, and out it comes in Norwegian. And then they're able, and I'm saying, what? Then they start to do English. And I think, oh my God, you know, how fantastic is it? Like bilingual language, isn't it? You know, that you're able to do that. And you know, think of it on when you're training, because today, well, yesterday we done a development class, well, not a development class, we done a workshop, and it was all psychic, not one bit of spirit information. And then today, we went into just spirit communication. So as you can imagine, it's been an intense day, intense 2 days actually. And today there was people saying, I'm not quite sure the English word, so I said, we'll do it in Norwegian, and out they came in Norwegian, blah, 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 all this wonderful information, and then translated in English, and then the recipient is like, oh my God, what fantastic people are they? You know, it's the people that's been with me this weekend, and actually the people that's been with me all week. I must say, you know, a huge thanks to me, from me, to you, okay, and thank you, I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. It's been an amazing time, and amazing bunch of people I've met, you know. I could name them, but we'll be here all night.
Oh, you did your best.
Yeah, when I tell you something, mm-hmm. last week, oh, heaven. Do you know what I'd done last week, Sarah?
I am psychic, Mike, but I'm not that good.
Okay.
What did
last
you do?
Last week, I arrived on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Then, we went out.
We did.
We went for a party. And we got in early. You know,
I know what you did, Mike.
In the morning. It was early in the morning.
Yeah.
It was 7:30 in the morning. That's not a bad time to come home from a night out, Sarah, is it?
No, that's good. I'm proud
that's
of you.
Good. At least I came in home in the morning, not in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sang. We had karaoke. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Anne and Troy for that.
Yeah.
I know that they're listening.
Yeah.
I must say, you know, when you come over, I can't wait for you to meet Anne and Troy. They are absolutely amazing people. And Anne cooked for us almost, three nights?
Yeah, 12 o'clock in the night.
12 o'clock in the night. We was eating a lot.
It's the traditional Norwegian food.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy food, so you shouldn't eat at a 12 at night. But we did.
And what's it called again?
Kasteball.
Can you say that, Sarah?
Kasteball.
Yeah.
Raskwabal.
Wow.
Look at Mike. I can do it. I can move to Norway.
Yes.
So, you know, Anne has been absolutely fantastic. And Anne fetched me in some sweets yesterday.
Yeah.
Like the teacher's pet. You know, back at home, we'll give our teacher apples, Sarah. You know, you remember that day, didn't you?
I do, yes. I never did it there.
No, neither did I. But Anne came in with the biggest bag of sweets, chocolates, I can't remember what they're called. The ones with sugar coating on them. Oh my God, I've been in heaven all And you know, it doesn't stop there because we fetched them home. Sorry, Anne, if you're listening, I know you are, but we got them.
We got them.
And I can eat them all the way to the airport tomorrow.
You stole the sweets, Mike.
Yes.
You went to Norway and stole some sweets.
None of my secrets out there.
You just did yourself.
You know, as I said, I had an absolutely amazing time here in Norway.
It's so lovely to have you here, Mike.
It's been fantastic.
Believe that you are going tomorrow.
I know, time goes by. Sugar almonds, my producer said. It wasn't sugar almonds. It was you know, like the cola bottles here that we get back home and they got sugar on them?
Yeah.
It's something called sugar cola bottles. How dull am I? You can tell I'm a medium. There's nothing upstairs.
And that's so funny. I actually don't eat sweets and don't drink Coca-Cola. I don't drink that. And all this week, from Saturday, I have been eating all this shit. And I'm not like that. I'm drinking water. Always. Water, healthy, just chocolate in weekends. But I have actually eating sweets all week. This is all because of Mike. So.
You know, Sarah, she can't blame me on everything. Because do you want to know something? On that party, it was a party.
Yeah.
When we went out, imagine this. And Ken, I know that you're in the background, our producer, wonderful producer, Ken. Imagine this. 3:30 in the morning. Bristol's got a microphone in her hand. 6 to 8 to, what was you singing to?
I don't know who I sang to.
You was
to you. I think I sang to you.
I was at the kitchen having a cigarette.
Oh, sure.
I know I was.
Yeah. I think it was one of this Sinatra song or something.
But you were singing.
Ooh, granted, you.
Imagine this now, sir. Microphone in one hand and a King Edward cigar in the other.
I like it.
In between the instrumental breakers.
I like it. Where did she balance the drink?
Well, the drink was like on the table and in between her lap and then everything else.
Red wine, yeah. You know, I always manage to.
So as you can tell, I had an exciting time here.
Yeah, you're very spiritual-like with the sound of it.
But that one day, when, you know, we are allowed to let our kids down again, you know, because we're normal people, aren't we? You know?
We are, Mike. We are. Girl next door, boy next door.
Exactly. That's exactly the way that we are. And you know, I wouldn't portray myself in any other way, but be honest and just be who we are, because that's what it is, isn't it? Now, I know that we've got an exciting show lined up. I know that we've got... I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just taking myself out of something, but that's okay. I can cope with that. This is me. And we all know what me is like, okay? So if you... if you see me doing something different, I don't know what I'm doing here. I think, okay, I know what I've done. I've taken myself out of the studio, so our wonderful Ken is all on his own in the studio. Ken's on his own.
Oh. He's probably pleased about that, Mike.
I should just say that. I think actually that's myself.
He probably is. He's moving in.
Out of my
workplace. That's what he's probably thinking. And fair play to Ken as well, because he does a fantastic job. Well, you know, I go there. Okay. See, then that's because we had a few technical issues in the beginning. We haven't now. But I think we should go to some music. I really do.
Yeah.
And I think we should unwind from the cigars, the red wine.
Yeah. And what happened about your behavior the other day? You were just sitting and laughing and laughing, and I was asking, have you been drinking?
You can't tell people that live on here.
I'm already dead.
Well, probably, you know, Nick Humphries, you know.
Can you explain me why you were so
okay, funny? Sarah, I'm going to explain to you what happened just the other day.
I can't understand your behavior.
Were you practicing the sexy laugh?
No, yeah, I was, actually.
It was. All day. I was so tired.
I was listening to... to Jerry's show, and I think Jerry's very well, and Grant was the guest.
Yeah.
And afterwards, no, it wasn't. It was Grant's show, Friday, we was here.
Yeah.
We wasn't out partying Friday, we was out partying Thursday.
We were.
Thursday was Sarah's show.
Yeah.
So it was Friday, so we got to get out days, you know, I'm a little bit lost.
You were giving them a test, do you remember?
I was, and this was Friday, Sarah. Grant was on, and Jerry was on, and Ken was there, and Ken thinks he's passed the test. Now the test was okay, and I'm not gonna tell anybody about this test, okay?
No,
I'm gonna tell you what the test is, because people would like to try it, and they can post in the chat room, because I'm now finally in the chat room again after kicking myself out three times.
Yeah.
I'm finally in there again. If you can imagine, Sarah, do you have a pen and paper with you?
I do actually, Mike. I have a pen, a pad, and a pencil.
Okay, try this. On your paper, I want you to draw three boxes next to each other.
You're not going to believe this, Mike, but I've already drawn one box.
Okay, good. Draw another two boxes.
Okay.
Okay, so one square, two square, three square. Now, underneath, I want you to do three circles.
Okay.
Underneath each box.
Okay.
Okay. Now, each box represents a house.
Okay.
And each circle represents a supply, like gas, water, and electric. Now, I need to write in that circle, G for gas, W for water, and E for electric.
Okay.
So each house needs to have gas, water, and electric. So as you can imagine, now, from the one house, you'd have three lines coming off it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've got to do that to the three houses, but you mustn't cross the lines, okay? You mustn't cross the lines. So what I'm saying to you is no service station can be crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ken believes he's done this.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe we'll bring Ken in later And Brian can chat again on this, because that will be funny, actually.
Yeah, because he has
tell them, and explain, because it's funny, and this is why
he
likes
to be bossy, Bester.
This is true, but this is a, you know, this is a test, and when I was in Norway, see, Sarah, I said, you know, do you think Norway, to protect his children, she's got five boys, and, you know, to keep five boys occupied, she does a fantastic job, I must say. And I thought, I don't have a boy occupied, so I said to him, three boxes represent three houses. Three circles in the service stations. You've got to get gas, water, and electric to each house. You mustn't cross the lines, but you can go around the houses. You can't go underneath or through the houses. You have to have the lines on the paper. So you can't go through the house. So you can't borrow electric off next door, Sarah. Okay, because I know what you're like. Nick a bit of water. Okay.
I was thinking about a few solar panels, actually, Mike.
Well, actually, Grant said the same thing, so maybe there's something in there. But no, no solar panels, okay? Each line, each house must have three supplies, gas, water, and electric. You mustn't cross the lines. Now, at the end of the show, Sarah, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Ken, as I said, believes he's done it. And, you know, I put a little challenge down to British children. I'm not going to do that challenge now today. But the deal was, wasn't it? I'd give him 1,000 Norwegian kroner if he does it. And if he doesn't, he cleans for 5 hours.
Yeah.
He took me up on the challenge. Do you know, bless him, his fingers are red raw.
He's still cleaning.
Still cleaning today.
Oh, Buster.
So he failed, didn't he? So let's see if anybody in the chat room can do this. And please do post. And don't forget the sexiest laugh. Because, you know, when I was here in Norway, still out, we went to Bergen on the... Thursday was the thing.
I said,
need about that. She's like my guide, I gotta be honest. And we go to Bergen, and, you know, there's 51 people voted, because they viewed the show. They voted for me for the sexiest laugh. sexiest laugh, the Nick Humphries.
Yeah.
We're not going to invite Grant or Jerry onto it, because I think, you know, the two of us may lose, and that would be upsetting. To lose it in our own competition, that would be wrong. But, you know, that'd be good. So, Mr. Wonderful Producer, play that music, and we'll be right back just after these.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful night? You let all the girls go. Makes you feel good, don't it?
Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me underneath your beautiful words, let me see beneath your perfect. Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful tonight?
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yes, I am looking forward to meeting you there. I'm looking forward to all our hosts coming together as one to provide a wonderful demonstration, a wonderful fair for you to come along and join and meet us. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Ah, wonderful.
And then it's coming live from Norway.
Yeah,
isn't that fantastic?
It is.
You know, I can't wait. I really can't. This is going to be, next year is going to be an exciting year.
Yeah.
This year has been bizarre.
Mm.
You know, it was only, what, 7 weeks ago, I was in America.
Yeah.
Touring America.
Now you're here.
Now I'm here in Norway. Touring Norway. I can't believe how life has changed. How spirit has put me where I am today. But, you know, it's thanks to everyone on the show, listening, calling, that the show has grown to the way it is. You know, you're not here to disappoint. We're going to go straight into the phone lines. We're going to take some readings. We're going to take calls. So let's get on with it. So I believe that we have Lysandra online there with us. Lysandra, are you here with us?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Lysandra. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm on Mississippi.
Sorry, your mum is sleeping.
Mississippi.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said your mum was sleeping. You called from Mississippi. You know, I feel like a bit of a fool, to be honest. You know, she's laughing at me because she's live with me. Okay. Lysandra, what was the reason that you called in for?
I was trying to see if you see a move for me. I'm trying to move to Dallas, Texas, and I'm trying to see if you see a move for me in January.
Okay, God bless you. Well, let me make a link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do believe that I want to link there with you with a lady in the spirit world, okay? And as this lady comes close, I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I believe that she would be a lady that I want to say to you that kind of just breeze through life until the end. The end is almost like it's almost as if everything came all to her. All the illnesses came to this lady right at the end. She tells me that from the head to the stomach to the back pain, it was all over. This lady suffered all over. I believe in some way that she makes aware that she's a grandmother and she links there to you within your mum's side. Do you understand your grandmother in your mum's side in the spirit world?
No, she's still living.
She's still living, okay. well, I need to look upon your grandmother's side of the family. I need to look upon your mum's side, your grandmother. I need to link along there. Your grandmother have sisters, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And one of them sisters is now passed home to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Because and does that description fit one of the sisters? Because I want to link to the grandmother.
Honestly, I don't know anything about them because they were raised by, you know, her mom and she was raised by her dad. So
okay,
I don't know anything about them.
Okay, well, if you can, ask your grandmother, okay, because she's with us at the moment. And a lovely bit of information and evidence if you can find out, okay? But she's with me at the moment, and as she's with me, she tells me that she's been in your life, okay? Now, I just want to answer your question as quick as I can so we can move on to as many callers as we can tonight. I want to speak to you about the move. Yes, it's going to happen, but not in January, okay? Because I want to be honest and I want to be truthful with you. Yes, but not in January. Now, that causes concern to you, doesn't it? Because she says to me, it concerns you that you're not going to move in January. Is that right?
Yeah, when will it be?
Okay. I believe it's going to be after January. I believe it's maybe more February, March time, if I'm honest with you. Would I be right in saying to you that it's like you need to move out to there to get on with your life? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because you feel restricted of where you are. You feel as if you've been held back from where you are. And I know I want to say to you that first things first, you have to take control and you have to go with what you feel is right, okay? I believe it's going to be February, March. That's when I want to bring settlement into you, I want to bring upliftment into you. Would I be right in saying to you that there's something to do with, like, you can't keep staying the way you are because you can't keep feeling the way you are, is that right?
I can't even explain it, but I just feel stuck and nothing is moving. I can't even explain it.
Okay, so long as you understand what I'm saying, because I know that there's a feeling of being stuck, there's a feeling of being restricted. I can't do what I need to do, and I know that I want to maybe not break free, maybe that's the wrong word, but no, I need to release myself, okay, and go on with things, okay? And I know I need to say to you that come February, towards March, February or March, it's going to be a good time for you because I believe that as we move forward, that's the good time, okay? Lachandra, I'm going to leave that there with you. And I say thank you very much for calling. Please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Max Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I believe that we have Jane on next. Jane, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Jane. Even though that Britta hasn't fed me today, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. You know, this is the second day she's done this to me, Jane, and it's getting a bit of a pattern here, I think.
Yes.
Well, what, are you saying I need to lose weight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
We can cope with that.
How you like, it's up to you.
Okay.
You send yourself.
Okay, we can cope with that, Jane. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Colorado, absolutely perfect. And you've got wonderful weather there, haven't you?
It is really nice today. Nice and sunny.
You know, I must apologize if we are coming in and out of connection. We are in nowhere. The weather is absolutely horrendous here at the moment, isn't it? The hailstones are banging on the window. So, you know, not too good. But I'm going to hand you over to Bertha. And I know that she's a wonderful communicator, and she's going to give you exactly what you need. So what was the reason that you called in for?
I'd like to see where my finances are going to be heading in the coming year and any new business or investments coming up for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I can, straight away, I can get up. This has been a worry for you for a long time, actually. Can you take that?
Business, yeah, has been down, and I'm trying to turn things around. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a man in spirit contacting me here now. I believe this is from your father's side of the family. Can you take is your father?
Yes.
He's in the spirit world.
I'm so sorry
about my English. It's not so good. Even if I've been had my care for a week, but it doesn't help.
That's okay.
I really could feel a father energy coming through. And I smell metal. Did he work with metal or did he work with his hands?
He was actually a banker, so he worked with metal. Yeah. Coins.
Thank you.
But he actually worked on, he had a hobby of antique cars as well, so he worked with, you know, metal pieces from the cars and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. He's coming very, very close here around you. He's telling you to think of your strength. I think he wanted to say to you that you are actually a warrior too much about things, and picking up notes that you can't decide if you are going to go for it or not. It's too many, many thoughts in your head, and you can't decide. Is that right?
Yeah, I try to do too many.
That's what he's telling me here. And he wants you to feel, actually with the stomach, you know in your heart that you're good enough to do this. I feel it's time for breaking up things and start new things. And what about believing in yourself in this? That's what he's trying to say. And he's also giving me the energy of that he is very much around you, supporting you. I also believe that you have felt him lately. Have you done that?
Have I what? Sorry.
Have you felt an energy around you?
My father and I were very, very close, and he's the one that would be coming through, I'm sure.
Yeah. You are a girl, I believe. And he's kind of telling me that she's like me, he tell me. And you should trust yourself that you can start this. Go for it, he said. I will not tell you what to do, but that's what he has given me, the energy of he actually wants you to trust yourself a little bit more. And maybe look into, maybe write down what you need or what you not needing for yourself just now. It's too many thoughts in your head. And a good thing to do is to write it down and get rid of what you don't need in your life. And stand up for yourself, he tell me. That's his,
okay.
His advice to you, and he wants you to understand that you can talk to him, and he will tell you. You will know that he is there.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yes, you need to just have that comfort in yourself that you are good enough to do this, and you need a change in your life.
Yeah.
Been stuck. So it's okay for you. He's sending his love, and he's very much around you right now. Just take away all the fear and just go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You have a
Bye.
Nice day.
Well, thank you for calling in. And remember, please download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Right here in Blog Talk Radio, right here in Mike Spirit FM. Whichever way you're listening to us, download it. Oh. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Desiree there. Hi, Desiree, are you with us?
Hello, yes. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm a little bit angry, I might say, but I'm okay.
Angry's good, I guess, sometimes.
Well, you know, it's not so much like hungry, it's more like starving, if I'm honest with you.
Hungry's not good, though.
You will feed me.
Yeah,
later.
I will feed
oh,
you.
Thank you so much.
So
okay, Desiree, let me ask you where you're calling from.
New Jersey.
from New Jersey. You know, I know in New Jersey they have beautiful weather.
Oh.
Is that right, Desiree? You have weather? Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty good today, yeah.
But he told me that he likes snow, so.
Well, yeah, I do like snow.
He asked for it, so.
And maybe it happens.
I like snow, too.
Ah, you know, isn't it so nice when the snow is down? It kind of just warms up. And me and my
dog,
Molly.
As long as you don't have to drive in it, it's fine.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, I don't know, I disagree with you. I got myself a 4x4, and I'm going to have fun this year. Desiree, what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm having bank problems with my house, and I want to see what you see.
Okay, well, as you know, my forte is to link to the spirit world, Desiree, and I will do that for you. And, you know, just ask them, ask the spirit world the questions. Is that okay for you?
Okay.
Your dad in the spirit world, Desiree, because I've got a strong dad calling here to me. Do you understand your dad in the spirit world?
Yes.
And your dad, before he passes, he makes me aware that, you know, he was a fighter and he fought right until the last moments of his life. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes, he did.
And he makes me aware that he was a very proud man. He was a very caring kind of a man when he was here with us. He very much had lots of love to share for everyone because he says to me, if I knew you, if I knew you, I'd care for you. Because he says to me, that's the kind of guy he is. He has a massive heart, if I can put it that way there too. He has such love to spread around. And he says there's enough to go around for all, okay? So you understand your dad was like that for me today.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because he just wants to embrace me at the moment within this love and just wrap his arms around me. And I know that that's how fathers come through to me. And he's very strong in your life. And he says to me that when he was here, he'd done everything he possibly could to look after you and for your family or for his family. Because he says to me, that's what he wants to do in the spirit world. He just wants to look after you all. He wants to be with you all. And he's saying all, so there must be more of you. There either must be children in your life or you're not the only
yes.
child. Do you understand of this? Because
yes.
it's all, and he wants to include everyone, not just you, but everyone. So I know that, you know, that's the kind of guy I have here with me, that he wouldn't have left anyone out. I'd like to include everyone in whatever he done. I know that he had his own things to do in life, okay? He says that he was a very busy man. He kept himself very busy when he was here with us. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because he says to me about being very busy, and I know that he comes through for yourself at the moment, and he says this to me that, about taking control, okay? I know that your question was about trouble with the finances and the bank and everything else, but if I said to you that you have to sit up and take control now, so you'd understand that something is like, I don't want to alarm you, but would I be right in saying that there's something missing off the paperwork? You feel as if something has gone somewhere and you can't keep track of it or something because it's missing
yeah.
off the paperwork. Do you understand
that? Yeah, the bank, they just screwed up all over the place. Yeah, everything's missing. It's just nobody even can understand it, even the banks themselves.
Okay, because he says to me it shows up everywhere else, but on your paperwork, it doesn't show up because he says to me there that it's not as if it's lost. It's just we can't find it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. See, and I know that that this will be resolved. This will be sorted, and I know that in time, this you'll probably laugh about this, to be honest with you, because I know that's the way I want to bring it through there for you, Desiree, that I want to laugh about it.
It's so ridiculous. It's almost funny.
Exactly, because, it's not lost. It's there, but we can't find it. That's what he tells me. Okay? So know that your dad is there, okay? Your dad just brings so much love into my, around my life and around my vibration. I know that's why I need to emanate there with you, okay? To give you all this upliftment, give you all this love. He says to me that this is you've had a problem for a while with this bank. Do you understand?
Yes, 4 years.
Okay. See, because I know that you've had a problem for a while, and he says to me that, that... You've thought about moving banks, but it's just too much hassle, if I can be blunt with you. Do you understand that?
Yes, and I don't think even now I can.
Okay. Because he said to me that you want, that you thought of moving, but it's been like, oh, I could do without the hassle of it. I could do without the, you know, the paperwork, the going places. Because I know that you do struggle within like going places and dealing with people, and oh, just leave it. Just get it right. Get your job right. Is that what you've been saying?
Yeah, I'm sick of dealing with these people. I really am. I've like had it.
Okay. You know how close your dad is there to you, okay? I'd love to spend longer than you, but I know I can't because, you know, the callers are coming in thick and fast, which is great, and we really love it. So please do download a copy of your reading, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike, and you both, all you have a really wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I will have a better day when I have food. Thank you very much.
When you eat, you'll be feel better.
Okay, you take care. Oh, bye now.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Desiree. Okay, let's move on. I know that we have a Skype caller, and I actually know who this person is. It's Angel Michael. And, you know, Angel Michael, we made contact last night. And Angel Michael, can we hear you tonight? No, we can't. Angel Michael, are you there? We still cannot hear you. Isn't this sad? Because I know who this is.
Yeah.
This is a UK caller.
It is.
Bless. Okay, Angel Michael, as I said, I know who you are. I'd love to get you on, but we can't hear you. Okay. You do remember how we went through this thing yesterday, the tools, the options, and everything else. Go back through that. We're going to put you on mute, and we'll see if we can bring you through in a little bit. Okay, we'll go to the next call, and we'll try and bring you back. So hang on in there. You mess around with your tools, and your tools, that's what I'm saying. You mess around with your tools, Angel Michael, and we'll come back to you as soon as we can. Thank you very much. Now we've got to wait for a wonderful producer to tell us who's next.
Yeah.
Should we be trying to be psychic and guess?
Oh, maybe it's from Norway.
Well, right, it'd be nice if we had a Norwegian caller.
We want
it?
That too.
Because you could actually give me a reading
in
Norwegian.
Yeah.
No, wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, okay. I would like that.
Because that would be good. So let's play this game now. I believe that we have someone online called Lorraine.
Are you psychic?
Oh no, I'm just reading it. Hi Lorraine, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi Lorraine. Hi. Can we ask you, Lorraine, of where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State.
From Washington State. Absolutely wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I was wondering if I could find out any information on if I, you know, am making the right decision moving to Seattle for a little while.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'm going to hand you over to Bertha. Really, it's like an international dialing-up week for you, but yeah, isn't it?
This is crazy. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, I'm from Norway. I'm so sorry, my bad English, but I hope we will keep going this. Hope you understand
okay.
me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I will give it a try. I have a female energy with me now, often maybe I'm not sure if she's old lady before she passed on, but she seems like old, but from mother's side, can you understand that someone from mother's side was in the hospital for a long time before she died? Maybe it could be a mother or a grandmother on mother's side.
Probably my grandmother.
Grandmother, okay, thank you. Just let me work with that for a while and just see what's happened, okay?
Okay.
The way I see her, she is lying in the hospital, and I feel that I get thinner and thinner, and I can't eat very much. I'm feeling that actually I'm freezing or cold or something. Can you understand that? I feel she's losing her energy, and I feel also pain, lots of pain in her body. Can I ask if she had cancer?
I don't know. I wasn't living in that state any longer, Sorry, I wasn't around during all that.
I would try to connect with her and ask her why she's here for you right now.
Okay.
She is the one who comes for you just today because you needed to believe that you are taking, you're holding your back yourself. She's telling me you're holding the back. Don't stop up your life. Oh, my English is so bad. Don't stop your life and do nothing. I don't mean it like that. I hope you understand. I feel she wants to tell you that she lived her life for everyone else. Can you take that? She was cooking. She was doing everything for everyone. Can you take that?
Okay.
It's about you have to take care of your own life, just listening to your heart and doing what you need to do. She don't want you to stop and be afraid what others mean and think. You had dreams. I forgot what you asked about, actually. But you have dreams doing things. And I just hear her say that you have to follow your dreams. That's the most important thing just now. And I feel you are a bit stuck. You are not moving on. Can you take that?
Yeah, I'm pretty stuck right
now. Yeah, because what she's trying to tell you is that you mustn't. She tell me just now. She had a great life, but she wants you to live your life before you settle down. You know, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
What is all of your dreams? Don't stop yourself thinking what people mean. So if you have to feel it yourself. This is a mother's side, and I feel it is a grandma I was actually unsure if she was a mother or a grandma, but you can take grandma, so I reckon this grandma. You didn't know her, you tell her. Or did you not remember her?
Pardon?
I asked you if you remember her. Did you not remember your grandma? Yeah, you did. Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure if you didn't remember her. Because she's showing me again, she's lying in bed. I can see lots of people around her. She was very tired and she was in pain. She was really, really, really wanted to go. And because she was suffering and she was thinner and thinner and she couldn't eat. And like Mike.
Yeah, just like me.
sorry. It is. They like, actually, that we put some fun in. She had a lovely life. She said she's very grateful. She really wants you to move on to your life and then stop. And you are kind of stopping it up yourself. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
You're kind of blocking yourself with thoughts that I can't do it. Can you take that?
Right, yeah. That's what I'm afraid. I'm afraid of that, to move. And
yeah. That's the first thing you have to do. Take that away. That's what she's trying to tell you. Take that away. Yeah, because that's the solution. That's the key.
Okay.
Because you need to move on. You have to move on. You have to follow your dreams. Okay? Just do it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, my bad English. I wish I could take it in Norwegian. I can talk faster than Mike.
Well, I think yeah, that you've done very, very well.
Oh, thank you. I do my best.
Yes.
Okay, well, remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I think that you're doing absolutely fantastic with it in English. You know, I can't speak a word of Norwegian.
Oh.
And, you know, I feel quite, like, silly because, you know, I've been here all week and I still can't get it.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm trying to give people a reading and I have the word in Norwegian, but I can't the word for it in English. So that's the hard one, you know? And I'm feeling, I'm telling them the same thing and again and again and again, and I have another word. I wish it could come out like a screen, you know, my thoughts. And you can just translate it for people. So it's much better.
You need to be careful now. We are in the bedroom. You want to screen your thoughts? Let's not go there. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. And let's see if we got Angel Michael back there. Angel Michael, are you there with us?
Hello, Mike.
Okay. Okay, hiya. I know who this is. I'm not going to say your name. John, how are you doing?
All right.
John.
Is that John, yeah?
Yeah, that's me.
Of course, I recognize that voice from a mile away. John, did the settings and tools and everything else work for you?
Yes, got a new microphone now.
Yeah, we are absolutely perfect. Well, I'm not going to do a reading for you, and neither is Britta, because she's just done a reading. But we have got another host on with us, and she's been awfully quiet today tonight, John. The name is Sarah May. She's absolutely fantastic, and it's my pleasure to give you to Sarah May so she can work with you. So, Sarah, it's over to you.
I knew you'd do that to me, Mike. Hello there, John. How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, good evening, Sarah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, no problem.
Really clearly. You've got a very spiritual voice, John. So I'm wondering if you actually do work in this kind of way yourself.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I feel quite closely linked with you, to be honest. I feel like you've got quite a high energy, okay? But I feel like around you, they give me the month of February around you, John. Is this a month where somebody maybe passed, or is it a celebratory month around you?
Somebody passed.
Okay. Around the person that passed, I've got a really hot back. Now, I'm wondering if when you work, that spirit comes through your back. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah? I've got a lot of heat, a tremendous amount of heat coming through my back. So I would say that you are a healer as well. And you may be, or you should be working on a psychic surgery kind of level. Have you been thinking about doing this?
I'm working towards it, yes.
You've got a doctor standing behind you, John, waiting to work with you. I can feel him. I use a doctor in spirit as well to do my work, and I can really feel a strong doctor behind you. He's wearing a white coat, and he's German, and he's got small rimmed glasses. I don't know whether you've seen him, but I feel that he had an expertise, and he was connected around the war. It's almost like he was there in the war, looking after all the soldiers, with hardly anything that he could use. Okay, so this is coming in quite soon for you. And it's just bring him in and start working with him. You'll see that you will start doing psychic surgery. Do you do the Reiki, John?
No, it's not where I've gone off at yet. I'm still working with the healing with the crystals and myself, like.
Fantastic. Okay, well, this is there for you. I've got a tattoo on my arm. I haven't actually got a tattoo on my arm, by the way. But there's some sort of tattoo on my right arm. Has somebody just had a tattoo, or they're thinking about having one done?
Yes, somebody's just had one.
Okay. Is it an angel, John? An angel.
A similar tool, yes.
Yes, it's spiritual. It's not like, or a dragon, I don't know what it is, but it's quite spiritual and it's a little bit mythical as well. Okay. Mythical. I want to give you the name Hazel. Who's Hazel?
Names always catch. There is a Hazel in the family, yes.
Okay, just take the name Hazel. And somebody's just giving me, I haven't got it, but I've got a scar on my face. Who is it that's got a scar on their cheek?
Myself.
Is it John? Okay. Have I got your dad with me, sweetheart?
Excuse my
cat standing over me and meowing. Just as I said, Dad, there's my cat dragon meowing. Okay, Dad. Who's William, John?
That's my grandfather.
So he's there as well. Your dad, I feel, correct me if I'm wrong, but was your dad quite strict?
Yes.
Whereas your grandfather was quite soft?
Yes.
Yeah? And I was wondering, you've got your dogs going now, haven't you? They probably know about my cat. I want to bring in the soft nature of your lovely granddad, okay? I'm not dismissing your dad, but it's almost like I feel like around you, you really could do this soft nature. Do you understand? Because you've been a little bit unsteady on your feet. I'm not saying you're falling over or anything like that. Whether that's relevant to you, I don't know. But I just feel unsteady and a little bit rocky on rocky ground, okay? Have you been thinking about moving, John?
Yes.
Yes.
And spiritual ways as well.
Right. So it's some sort of... I can hear Welsh in your accent, but I do feel like I'm going down. I'm not on the hill. I'm going down the hill. Do you understand? As in, you're not going downhill as in everything's going wrong, but geographically, I want to go down and in a little bit more. Do you understand this?
Yes.
I'm going down and in, and I feel like there's this place that I really want, and I can't get to it. Do you understand?
I understand fully.
Like a dream, but the dream is a reality because you've seen it.
Yes.
Okay? And I almost like want to get you on some roller skates and push you down the hill, because I feel like there's an opportunity for you to have some sort of a loan. Now, I wouldn't tell anybody to do this, but there's an opportunity that for you to go and almost like get some money from somewhere to get this moving, okay? But what they're telling me is that you're too proud. So... No, you mustn't be proud, because there's no such thing as pride in spirit, okay?
Yeah.
They want you to work, John, but in order for you to work, you've got to take the step to ask for the help. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand fully.
And I will tell you that you will give it back in abundance, in absolute abundance, because you've got a fantastic gift.
Thank you very much.
And one day I may meet you.
Yes, hope so.
There we go. Lovely talking to you. Keep up the work.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. It's nice you came through, John. And I'll hand back over to Mike. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you very
much. Well, John, before you disappear, I'm glad that you got the mic sorted out. And Sarah, you wouldn't believe how accurate that reading was, because I know John very well. John used to sit with me a few years ago, and now John is he's taking a class himself, which he's doing absolutely fantastic at. And you know, Sarah, John we was going to do something sneaky yesterday, weren't we, John?
Yeah.
because I am Mike Davis and I can do this kind of stuff, okay? So I was going to set up a show last night, because I was speaking to John.
Mm.
And yesterday, as you can imagine, John had a development day yesterday with all his students. And, I seen a Facebook message saying that they've done absolutely fantastic and people have been pushing their boundaries. And I thought to myself, that's absolutely fantastic. I love to hear things, because the people that sit with John, I know them. I work with some of them. And I've probably sat with some of them at some point. That's right, John, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yesterday I was doing, as I said to you in the beginning, an all-day workshop on how we link to psychic energy. Mm. And what I thought, wouldn't it be fantastic, Sarah, if the people in the UK, the people in Norway, could come together somehow and share their experiences? I thought, I know, we don't have a show yet on a Saturday, because we are going to have a show on Saturday come the 1st of December.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, let's get a show together. And we had a few minutes to do this, because... I was going to get fed last night. Bertha was going to feed me last night.
I did.
She did. In all fairness.
Just mention it again, Mike.
I have to mention the food, Sarah.
Are you hungry, Mike?
Just a little.
Would you like a cold pie?
Other than.
So I thought to myself, let's do a radio show. But unfortunately, as you hear, John just said now that he has a new mic. And I'm glad of that, John, because next week, Sarah, I would like it if you would be a part of this with us. Because, as you know, we're starting a new show on a Saturday. on the 1st of December. So
yeah.
Next week, we're going to try and get the UK, the Norway people to come on, the ones that's training, and share their experiences. And anybody else, and I mean not just the you know, John's group in the UK, or not just Brothers' mm-hmm. group in the US, Norway.
Norway.
I got to get my words up then. But anybody, even if you're in the USA, if you're in Japan, it doesn't matter where you are.
That would be fun.
Come on and join us mm-hmm. next Saturday. Next Saturday, I think it's going to be from 10 till 12, maybe our time, Sarah,
mm-hmm.
because you know, Norway is an hour in front of us. And as you know, USA is 5+ hours behind us. So I think if we go from 10 till 12, UK time, that's going to be 11 till 1 Norway time. It's going to be hard for Bertha and the rest of them because
we've
got a workshop. Yeah, that's right. Vikings and trolls. And, yeah,
you have
do
the
it.
Cigar ready.
Yeah.
Have the cigar ready. And John, is this something that you've discussed with your group?
Yeah, I've spoke to two of them, and I've got my other class in Cumbran tomorrow. I'm going to put it to them and invite all of them, so there's another 12, 13 there as well.
Well, I've
okay,
got
so
eight readings next week, Mike. So what I can do, I've got eight readings next Saturday on the evening.
Okay.
So I can try and get them done quickly and get back, but I might not make it
for
10.
Okay, well, I'll be there, and isn't it going to be fantastic, Sarah, that
yeah.
now, we may be professional mediums, we may be that, but isn't it good that we can give students, trainees, a chance to come live on here and maybe give messages, maybe just share your opinions or your views of how things are working with you. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is what we're aiming to do, Sarah, isn't it? Right here, Max Burrard FM, not only for a family of professional mediums, but to be a family for those that's up and coming, because those up and coming mediums are the mediums of the future.
There's nothing better than seeing somebody in a group give something and the look on their face. I get more excited for them than I do for me. It's lovely.
And you know, all day today and all day yesterday, I've been looking at the faces and I've been watching the jaws drop, and I've been like, wowed myself, because you know, the things that these students come up with today, absolutely fantastic. Well, John, I'm looking forward to next week. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Remember, download a copy of your reading of Sarah May, right here on Mike's World FM, and I'll chat to you when I land back in the UK tomorrow.
Yes, well, thank you very much, all. And if there's one tip I would give to all of you there, Mike does like his cheese. Anything with cheese in it, pasties.
I already figured out.
He practically lives on it, he does.
I know. As long as the cheese on the table, everything is good, I know. I learned that.
John, I should have cut you off after your reading. Thank you very much.
I know too many secrets of his, see.
Okay, we need to come on, Mr. Producer Ken. We need to play a song because we need to get him off, because otherwise he'll let all my secrets out. John, it's been absolutely amazing having you on, mate. And, you know, keep up the good work.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Mr. Producer Taylor. Let's play that next song, because I know that, I need a drink of water for one.
Are you going to sing now?
No. Mr. Producer's going to sing.
Or is he going to sing?
He might do if he doesn't press the button soon enough.
Oh.
I'll shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. We're beautiful.
like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yes, you know, I am certainly looking forward to meeting you there. I must apologize again if we are coming in and out of our sound. We are live in Norway. The weather is, well, not the best, but, you know, we are doing our best
here
in Norway.
Always.
You know, Sarah, you're there on standby, so be prepared.
Yeah.
Very prepared.
Please.
Okay, let's go back to the phone. Sarah, I was just saying to you in our little chat here that the chat room says, Rebecca says, Sarah is just lovely. And I said, she is. We all love Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca.
She has a warm energy around her, around her, and sweet kindness.
Love it. I agree with that.
You know, Sarah, we all agree with her. Mm. You do have a wonderful energy. Mm. And well, thank you for being there with us and being on this journey of Mike Spirit FM with us. And, you know, we extend a big, warm thank you for that.
Mm. Oh, thank you, Mikey. And your birthday.
Looking forward to see you in Norway, Sarah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm on a party.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have time for a party because I know it's going to be a long weekend. It's
no, Mike, I'm having a party.
Oh. Don't make me to be the bad one, you're Britta. I'm not the bad one.
We are going to
have a party. We are, aren't we, Bester?
Yeah.
Well, with or without me, is that what you mean?
Yes.
There's a song about that. With or without.
Oh,
I can't sing it's bad. With or without you. You know the one, Sarah, don't you?
I do, Mike.
Okay. I'm not going to sing live on it. Maybe one day you may get me to sing live on it. You have to get me very, very drunk first.
No, I don't think that. It just, I can just
cheese.
Underfeed you. Take away the cheese, and you can just, and then you will sing.
Okay.
Because you are not going to have any cheese if you're not. You know what I'm thinking.
So,
you know?
So you now are threatening me. I have no cheese if I don't sing.
Yeah.
Like shine bright like a diamond.
Okay.
No cheese now.
Yeah, you will
have cheese. Perfect. Okay. Now, I do believe that we have someone here from Norway online with us.
Wow.
Hi, are you there with us from Norway and not Brista? Hi, are you there with us? Okay, I think I may have read that wrong. Okay, let's try again. Yeah, that's me. That's my fault, that is.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm so... You know what I'm like?
Yeah.
Okay, Anne, are you there with us?
Oh, yes, I am.
Hi, Anne. I know that you're from Norway, and you know, Anne, we've just had a wonderful weekend. Yeah. And I want to tell you something about Anne. Remember, I said that we went to.
Oh, please talk slowly, because I cannot listen if you speak so fast.
Okay. Do you remember I said to you that we went out for a party and we met up with this lady and gentleman, Anne and Troy, and they you cooked for us and everything else?
Yes, I do.
This is the wonderful Anne.
Yeah. Hello, Anne.
Okay. And see, I know Troy is listening to us.
Yeah.
On his, he has a karaoke machine right where he's listening to us.
Yeah.
That's why we're hearing a bit of that echo. So, Troy, if you can turn the volume down just a little bit, maybe, that will help us because we can hear you twice. Actually, we can hear you three times.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun. It goes like this. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
But they are
fun. Oh, they are so funny people. Sarah, I'm going to have to ask you to work with Anne. And actually, Bertha, maybe you can help Sarah in translating this.
I will. If something needed.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll be quiet. And you two get on with it.
Yes.
Okay, Mike. Anne, are you there, darling?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we've got a delay.
Sorry?
There's a delay in the sort of the sound.
It's so much noise in behind. I cannot hear.
Could you turn something down, Anne?
Could come, Anne. I'm so sorry. I cannot hear.
Okay, I think I know what's going on here. Anne, are you listening to this downstairs or upstairs?
Yeah, I can listen all this voice in behind you. It makes it very difficult to listen to what you say.
Okay, I know exactly what the problem is. You're listening to the show as well as being called in. You need to mute the show.
Shut down some from the show.
Anne Karin?
Ja?
Den lyden som du har i bakgrunnen faktisk deg. Vi har den faktisk trippel inn, så du trenger å høre du på showet mens du...
Jeg hører deg i bakgrunnen, det så vanskelig å høre hva dere sier.
Ja, men det fordi at du hører deg selv faktisk. Vi har ekko på sendingen, og han spør om du hører på showet samtidig som du på.
Jeg skal slå av showet da.
Ja. För då vill den ekkoet försvinna.
Okej.
Okay.
Ja,
då
var det mycket kärkare här.
Ja,
känns det. That's why you're here.
Mm.
I bet now that echo is gone.
Yeah, I think that's better now. Maybe you can try again.
Yeah, now it's much better.
Yeah.
We have done it.
You know,
technology.
You do it well.
Don't call me Mr. Mike Davis for nothing.
Oh, this
must be. Oh, sorry,
Mr. Mike Davis for nothing. Anne, can you hear me, darling?
Mike, I'll have some very nice soup if you like.
Anne, I come to yours.
I have turkey.
Yeah, in the oven.
We have not given you anything, I suppose.
It's finished.
Okay, let's get on with this call, Sarah, because I know that we've got lots of callers on.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know any Norwegian at all, but I get the word Clark. Does Clark mean anything to anybody, Bistra or Anne?
Lerad.
Clark?
Knock for Norsk.
Was that no?
Sarah, this is Anne Karin. Det en dame som heter Sarah som gir deg greeting. Hun ikke norsk, hun engelsk.
Okay. Er hun god å høre?
Ja.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Does that mean anything, Bistra? Clark?
Clark. Hun har et navn, og så hun sier Clark, sier hun. Kan du forstå det?
Yeah.
Okay. She can.
Can or can't?
She can.
Okay, lovely. Don't know why, but I got the word Clark. I want the month of May as well. And I feel like I've got sort of, well, I feel like I've got a boy here around about the age of 17. Would she understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You understand the boy?
Mm-hmm.
He's leaning a little bit. I don't know whether he was drunk, but I feel like I'm leaning or I'm dizzy and I'm wavering. Okay? Almost like, you know, when you're on a ship and you feel a little bit seasick and you're moving around but you're still on your feet. That's what I can see with this young boy. Okay? Is mutter relevant to anybody?
Pardon?
What does mutter mean?
What?
Mutter.
Mutter.
That's the sound that I'm getting, mutter.
Could it be mutter?
Could be. What is it?
Meeting. Yeah.
Meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. He is close to you, Anne. I see tears around this. Okay. Is he connected on a family level, a close family level? Because I see him standing by your bed.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go far away very soon.
Right. Did Dan understand when I said that this is standing by the bed?
Mm. Yeah, I go far away together with one in the family.
Okay. I can see number 7 as well. So is there a 7 on a door or a 7 in a month?
Mm.
Number 7, they're giving me number 7. Okay, so take that. I also feel like I've got chest problems here, where I can't breathe, my chest is drawn in, and I'm wheezing when I breathe, and I feel this is a gentleman in the spirit world.
Yeah, I think my father have
Father.
Mm.
Okay. Who's got something wrong with their eye? Because my eye feels very sore as well.
One more time.
My eye. Eyes, ears, nose. It's my eye. Something wrong with my left eye.
Okay, we'll translate that for you.
Hun sier at hvorfor føler hun at det noe galt med øyet? Hun føler seg sår på øyet.
Was my grandma had some problem with the eye, but not my dad.
That's okay. Is she probably with him? There's probably 2 people there. Why do I see Denmark? Have you got a connection in Denmark, or are you going to Denmark?
Close connection. Close.
Close? Because they're giving me links in Denmark with you as well, Anne. I also feel like somebody fell over, because I've fallen over myself, and I've fallen front first, okay? And I feel this is a lady around you. Okay, I get a sense that there's worry about a lady around you. Is there a worry around an elder lady that is close to you?
No, not at the moment.
No, I won't bring it to you. It's just, you should already know about this. It's almost like the lady is a little bit tearful and a little bit lonely. Okay, so I feel like you need to visit somebody or you need to talk to somebody, okay? But she's not too far away from you. Okay. I've got an English name. I don't know whether it translates in Norwegian, but it's Kath or Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean anything to you?
Catherine?
Mm-hmm. Does that mean anything to you, sweetheart?
Oh. My daughter has Catherine in her name. That's it.
It's somebody that's given the name Catherine. If it's in your daughter's name, then that's what it is. Who's got the June birthday, Anne? June birthday.
Can you oversette it better?
Yeah, hvem har bursdag i juni?
Hvem har lurt meg?
Nei, hvem har bursdag i juni?
Bursdag i juni?
Okay, but does anybody have one better, or is it maybe
a nephew?
Nephew, good. Okay, it's just evidential links. I'm near boats. I can see ships and boats. Has somebody got to go to the port, or is somebody in the Navy linking in around you?
Come on, there.
Sure, man. Can you forstå sure?
Yeah, I got that sure. I've been myself.
You've been yourself, sweetie.
Yeah.
So that's
family.
Oh, lovely. So that's nice for you. And do you develop in spirit? Are you working as a medium?
Hon sa om du jobbar som medium.
Jag har inte jobbat som medium, nej, men I'm not working as medium, but I'm working with people.
Okay, are you counseling? Because I feel that you've got something, and I feel that your husband has as well, and I feel that you will go to groups and you will build upon this. And I do feel between the two of you, I don't know whether you have a bed and breakfast or some sort of hotel or something like that, or whether you've been talking about it, but I can see something to do with a hotel or a bed and breakfast, and something to do with a spiritual place, which will come in for you. But I feel that's coming in around about 3 years' time, because you need to build towards it.
Yeah, can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
She lives with her son, and yeah. I can't understand why she said husband and her, and because they are actually giving us food everyone, so
yeah.
I can understand that.
They are very close, you see that?
Yeah.
And if you can imagine, like flats, but one house, son lives above, and lives underneath, and they're
okay.
Very close, and that's why you would come in like a husband and a bed and breakfast, because you know,
very good.
Trust me,
yeah.
It was like a bed and breakfast for us, because you know, we had food upstairs, we had food downstairs,
yeah.
And where there's one, there's another.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. But there's a gentleman coming in around Anne as well.
Okay.
Not to be afraid to love again, Anne. Okay.
No.
Don't lock yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't lock yourself in your home. There's a Robert. I don't know whether that's Norwegian or English or whatever it is. Is it, Beth?
It's the same.
Robert. There's
yeah.
a Robert, Anne, for you. And he will not intervene between your relationship with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So eyes open there, because I feel he's coming in around about the February time. He's a very spiritual man, and he's a very romantic man.
Mm-hmm.
Which they're telling me is unusual for a Norwegian man. I don't know whether that's right or not. I'm not coming now, because I'm going to get into trouble. He's a very romantic, soft and gentle man. And he's very tall. He's a very tall man.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He works with tools. He's some sort of plumber, and he's something to do with water and pipes. He works with tools. He fixes things, and he's very good around the home. Okay. So, you know, please don't shut yourself off, sweetheart, because you've got so much to give. You really have. You're already giving it in abundance, but I feel you need to share as well, and this needs to come in for you too. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You understand, sweetheart? Because I do feel that there have been upsets around family, where there's been some sort of separation, which has really upset you. And I go back about 7 years with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, darling. Almost like I want to heal that energy 7 years ago, to bring you forward really quickly and open the doors so that you can go out, walk out and meet somebody new. He will have a tan-coloured suede coat with white fur inside it.
One more time.
Tan-coloured, as in light beige-coloured, fur coat. It's not fur, it's like, it's not suede, but it's like animal skin with white fur inside it. That's what he will be wearing. I like him.
Mm.
He's good for you. Okay. And I look forward to meeting you, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There we go. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay, darling. There we go. Hey. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, we are here. We're listening.
Yeah.
And we'll say thank you very much for calling. And I know our producer now is going to end that call. We'll put you over on mute. But you need to re-go back into your computer to listen to the rest of the show, Anne. Okay? Do you want to translate that for me?
Yeah, du må gå inn inn igjen tilbake igjen og høre på showet.
Ja da.
Ja, men du må mute mikrofonen din.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Anne. Well, you know, Sheila, Bristol is like my guardian angel. She has been always. She's been like my guide because, you know, when I've been stuck and saying, help. Because
And I'm there.
And she's there every step of the way. So, you know, I know that you're going to have a fantastic time. You know, maybe you may get some food because I don't. You never know.
I'll go and cook it.
I'll actually have turkey too.
You know, I can always go to Anne's house because Anne likes me.
Soup.
let me tell you, Anne's cooking is good.
Yeah, okay.
It is good. It is not good as yours.
You just have to walk then because I'm not driving.
Okay.
No.
No problem.
Stop upsetting her, Mike. She's going to whack you in a bit.
You know, in about 15 minutes here, I'm going to get the whip out and I'm going to come get my going because the show will be ending.
In your situation.
Okay, maybe she can get a whip out and she couldn't do my food.
Oh,
you never
know. I am a real Norwegian troll. And you know the one with the tail. Have you tail?
The tail.
With a tail. Have you heard about Huldra?
No.
With a tail. Okay. You just have to watch in internet and Google.
Okay,
you should do that because you don't know.
Well, why don't we take another caller? Okay.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Because we're getting silly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we are.
You know, we're on about food and, you know, my belly's hurting like you wouldn't believe now.
Good for you.
Okay. Okay.
Jeez.
Well, let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe we have someone online that, I do believe it's a bit of a sensitive caller. So I'm not going to ask your name. I'm just going to say hi to you. Because I know that's the way that you want it to be. So, hi, caller. Are you there with us?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. It's been very interesting listening. It's been very entertaining.
The pleasure is all ours. I'm not even going to ask you where you're calling from. You know, let me link to spirit and see where we go. Is that okay for you?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. See, I know that my producer said to me that it's a bit of a delicate situation. So, I'm going to take your call very seriously and work the best that I possibly can here for you. Even though that the turkey's on the back of my mind, I'm going to eat it in the next 25 minutes. But let's go there. Okay. Because I've got someone here that links to you in the spirit world, and this would be of a lady that would link around your vibration. And as she comes around my life, I believe that she wants me to say that she's been here for some time. She's seen a few little difficulties in your life at the moment. And as she links in your life.
Yes. There's some things going on with my family. And I just wanted to know if spirit is in the background.
No, most definitely. This lady is in the background, okay? Now, I need to describe her a little bit too. I need to talk to you about her because she says to me that she links, as I said, within your mum's side. I believe that she could be your mum or she's your grandmother. I believe that when she was here with us that she suffers with her stomach, which makes me aware it's like a cancer because I know that that's how the spirit will work for me. So I believe I've got this lady that would have passed on to the spirit world with a cancer before she passes on to the spirit world there. She makes me aware I want to, like, sit up and like key over a little bit, so I know that this would have hurt her and it would have hurt her greatly. And she talks to me about that there wasn't much time for like medication because it wasn't picked up till late, it wasn't diagnosed till late. So do you understand of this lady in the spirit world that is like this?
Yes, it could be either one. Probably my grandmother.
Bless her, because your grandmother has come around my life, okay? And I know as she comes into my vibration, she takes all the suffering, all this pain away from me now. So I know that she comes into your vibration. And I know as she links in your life, she talks to me that you feel that you're very restricted in what you can and can't do. You feel as if you're like walking on eggshells, excuse the expression, but you feel you have to tread so carefully in your life at the moment because I know that it's like, am I being watched? I got to make sure I'm not doing anything wrong, because people pick up on if I'm doing something out of line. It will be difficult. It will be hard for me to counteract that and for it to work into my favor. I don't know if you're dealing with solicitors and lawyers and do you understand this?
Yes, not really the lawyers, but I don't understand that part.
Okay. Well, I'm being made aware to say to you, okay, that you have to be careful in what you're doing and what you're saying, okay, because you don't want to talk to... You don't want things to go back to the wrong person, okay? And I believe if it goes back to the wrong person, then it could be resulting in solicitors, lawyers, and everything else, okay? And I'm being told off this lady that you don't want it to go as far as that. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, in a way, yes.
Mm-hmm. Bless your heart, because I know, you know, it must be a difficult situation that you're in. And she tells me that you feel as if your hands are tied. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because as you feel your hands are tied, would I be right in saying that you feel so strongly as if, you know, you just want the spirit world around you. You've been calling upon people in the spirit world to be in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
And you've been calling for a gentleman to come close to you as well. Is that right?
In the spirit world?
Yes.
I've been calling everyone.
Well, I know I've got a gentleman that wants to connect with you. He says you've been waiting for me to come. You've been asking for me to come because in this life, he was so strong in your character. He would have been such a strong kind of a fella in his life and in his vibration. He makes me aware that he's quite a broadly built gentleman, quite big along the top part of his body there. He makes me aware that he passed very suddenly home to the spirit world. He tells me I'm 52. 52, he says, when he passed. I know that would have been resulting in a heart problem there, okay? I believe that he links to your dad's side of your family when he comes close there to me. So do you understand this gentleman in your dad's side would have been in his early 50s of when he passed?
I don't know of anybody in their 50s from my dad's side, but I'm sure I can think about it.
Okay, please do so, because I've been told that your dad, there's lots of them in your dad's family. I want to place like another 7 of them to do with your dad. Do you understand that there's like 8 children to do with your dad?
Oh, yes.
That's okay, because I know that's what comes through at the moment. Because I know that I've been told that there's 7 of them all together. This gentleman is in your life because he says to me, you've been caught. See, you haven't been sleeping right of late. I know that you've been up and down all night. It's like you've been walking the floorboards, for want of a better word, so walking back and forth. You're not settling because I know that you're out through the window, you're looking, you just can't settle. Is that right?
Yes, I am worried. And I'm just wondering if Spirit's going to help my family to heal. And this contention is going to stop with a sister that I have, because my dad's up in age, and he's going to be passing soon, I believe. And I just want to make sure that everybody's going to be harmonious and peaceful.
You know, the words I'm getting here off this gentleman and off the lady is that, you know, that they're always around your life, okay? And never, ever fear. The spirit will always walk with us, no matter what, okay? They will always be by the side of us. They will always do their best for us in this life, okay? So please, always remember, they will always be there with you, okay? Instead of wondering, will they be there? Are they going to be there? They are always in your life. They are always around your vibration. I know that this gentleman and this lady will continue to do so. With your sister, this thing that goes on with your sister, I know that will be, you know, if your dad is going to pass, whenever that time may be, it may be next week, next month, next year, next 10 years, I don't know. But I know one thing for sure, that there will be peace, okay? Because your dad loves to hear the peace, the quiet. You wouldn't argue, or your sister wouldn't argue, or there wouldn't be no sharp words in front of your dad, because I feel he wouldn't put up with it. Do you understand that?
Yes, and I do want her to taper down and stop thinking about the money. And that's what I'm worried about. She's very sharp with her mouth, very negative.
And see, it's like as if she doesn't think. She thinks afterwards. okay?
Yes.
Where you first, and then you think, I don't want to hurt no one, okay? Because I know that your vibration is, I don't want no one to feel the way that I felt. I don't want nobody to hurt the way that I've hurt. And that's why she brings this in for me, okay? But your sister is more like, well, I'll speak about it, I'll shout about it, and then I'll think about it later, okay? She does come around in the end, your sister, doesn't she?
I'm sorry?
Your sister does come around in the end. She does come to you and say, well, maybe I was wrong, okay? Because I do believe, I want to say to you that your sister will come to you and just maybe not so much apologize, but because I don't feel she will apologize, I believe that what she does is, okay, let's time to sort this out. Okay, that's how your sister would be, isn't it?
Yes, in a way, yes. She's very strong-willed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, because I know that's what I want to bring there for you, okay? You know, just accept these people as they come in, because they come in with such love. They come in with such abundance of happiness and joy, okay? And that's what I need to bring into your life. I certainly feel as if I need to say to you that, you know, who's the one in your life, if it's not you at the moment, that is complaining of your stomach? Now, I know they're always associated with cancer. I'm not saying that somebody here has cancer. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is somebody here is having some trouble with their stomach. It's like a little pain that goes around the front of the stomach there. Do you understand this?
It could be anybody. I really don't know. Is it male or female?
I don't know. I know it's somebody. If it's not you, it's somebody in your life. So do you suffer with that?
No. I am in a relationship, and he has been having some stomach issues, but I don't know if it's him or not.
Okay, then that's absolutely perfect, because that's what I'm aware. Because if it's not you, it would be somebody that's close to you. So if it's your partner that's suffering the stomach, okay, just know that the spirit world knows of this, and they're sending the healing, the upliftment to your partner, even as we speak, okay? Please, you know, just know that they're all around you, okay? I hope that's helped you. And please, you know, do remember, please do download a copy of your reading in Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful
day. Thank you. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. So we've come almost to the end of the show here. Mr. Lance here. You know, I do want to say, Krista, that you do some wonderful work here in Norway. No, I must say, you know, I know that we've had a little joke today.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we haven't joked about not feeding you, but we've had a little joke today. And why don't you tell everyone about your events page on Facebook, your Facebook page, because tell us your name on Facebook.
Yeah, it's Birte Roma Heim for the Norwegian one.
Okay.
I can take that. We had a group.
So let me take the English one.
Yeah.
Okay. So say it again in Norwegian for me.
Birte Roma Heim.
Okay. And let me spell that for you, because, you know, I got a bit lost there. Birte, I'm not going to say the last name. It's Birthe. Okay. That's Birte Romerhe. E-I-M.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your surname. Search for you on Facebook. We're going to pop that right now on the website, and you can type maybe a little bit faster than me, so you go for it, okay? And while you're doing that, can you tell us about your Facebook group's name, that one there?
My group is called Norwegian Alternative Enhet. It started for a long ago, but that's all communication, what's happened in my group, come. So everyone who wants to know, in Norway especially, who wants to come and visit us every Tuesday at 7 o'clock at night, we have team nights. We're doing everything.
Team nights.
Yeah.
Team nights. Okay.
Team nights. Okay. Yeah, and we're doing everything. We have medium. We have medium healing. We do workshops. We do everything, and it's always something there every Tuesday. And we have people like Mike coming, and he is doing a very great job.
Thank you very much.
We have been there for almost 3 years actually now, and it's getting bigger and bigger. It's not very much expensive to be there. 150 Norwegian kroner to
So that well.
Sarah, yeah. For you, that's about £1.50, sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, I think I can manage that.
So this is nothing I spend my earning money on. This is just for to have a group that everyone who wants to be teach or teaching, it's for everyone. Everyone is like, you know, there is no one in charge of both. There, I have the key, of course, so but to the door, but everyone can come and have a night there. Do something they want to share with us. It's very lovely, very good energy there. So, and it's called Alternative NS. That's my group. And everything is happened with all these lovely friends that I have been introduced to this week on the radio. And Mike, they are coming for us next year.
We are. You know, we're actually planning two events next year. Sarah, when we come back out, me and Nick is going to come out to promote the Six Medium Roadshow, Mike's Brilliant FM Roadshow, next year. And obviously we need to get together, all of us, the six of us, the six wonderful hosts right here, Mike's Brilliant FM, to get more dates, get the times, and as soon as we do that, then we can start advertising.
Yeah.
And I know that you're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We've just put your events there in the chat room.
Yeah.
And can you just say that one more thing to me?
Alternative NS.
Okay, I think that means in English alternative events.
Yes,
okay.
It does actually.
Yeah,
oh
I'm
my
I'm getting so good at this. I'm
wow.
Done. And I'm getting good. Russell, it's been absolutely amazing having you here. You know, thank our producer. Look at that.
Yeah,
just put
look
the
at
link
him.
There.
He knows what to do.
He's more Norwegian
wow.
than what I am. And I've been here for a week.
Well,
and a half. You know?
Goodness.
Well,
lucky
thank you, Pen.
Yeah,
and
thank
maybe
you
can find the alternative events in Norwegian and put that link up as well because, you know, my brain doesn't function well.
Mm.
I think that's what I need food for to function.
Yeah,
so,
maybe.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful show. I've loved every minute of it. And not only a wonderful show, but a wonderful time here in Norway. And I want to personally thank you, Brisla, and everyone that's joined me this week, either in the workshops, the demonstrations, spirit events as well for the event that they put on for me as well. And I know that, you know, here in Norway, you will go from strength to strength. And that event, these classes that you run on Tuesday, you know, I just wish I could be a part of that and come and sit. Every single Tuesday. But I know that you've got an event coming up this weekend.
Yes, I am.
And that's an important one, isn't it?
It is. It is about Theta Healing. It's my teaching in Theta Healing. I am a Theta Healer. But there's a new class starting just now, next week.
So, just for dull people like me,
no? What
is Theta Healing?
Oh, Theta Healing. It's actually, it's brilliant. It's muscle testing, actually. Beliefs, you know? About simple, just so I can sit for ages to explain what it is, but
it is
to change beliefs.
You use the muscles in your fingers
to
give you a yes or no answer?
Yes, because they can't lie. You can't, your soul can't lie. So
you ask your soul a question, and you hold your finger, is it? And it gives you the...
Yeah.
So if you say yes, and the answer is no, you'll know.
Yes, because your soul is thinking something and your head is thinking something.
So if I said, I love my dog, it would say, because I know I'm conditioning I love my dog.
Yes, because your soul knows that.
But if I said, I don't love my dog, I would know because the theater healing.
Yeah, you will see it. Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, guys, I want to get involved in this.
Yeah,
and I also want to get involved in something else. I'm not going to speak about now.
No.
But, you know, that's maybe another show. You know, Sarah, since I've been here, we've had some wonderful experiences and lots of things I want to bring back to the UK. So,
what it is, actually, is that it's so much exciting things.
Definitely.
So,
you know, I think we need to hear something one more time. That wonderful event. No. Forget the sexy voice. Nick is not in here. Even though I've already won, and I know I won, but I know my producer is going to play something right now that all our wonderful people can hear about, outdoor event coming up in February, 22nd, 23rd, Mike's Spirit FM Roadshow.
Yeah.
Press the button, Ken.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And for me, from Sarah and Bertha, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Goodbye.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.